WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Winter officially begins shortly after midnight on December the 22nd this year, so the interest in winter weather is beginning to rise, and one of those terms that you might hear is lake effect snow. Lake effect snow is the name given to a set of conditions produced in the winter when cold Arctic wind moves across long expanses of warmer lake water, providing energy and picking up water vapor, which freezes and is deposited on the lee shores, typically the east side of the lake. The effect is enhanced when the air is uplifted by the orographic effect of higher elevations on the downwind shores. This uplifting can produce narrow but very intense bands of precipitation with high rates of snowfall each hour and large snowfall totals. Buffalo, New York measured over 82 inches of snow in late December 2001 during one spectacular lake effect snow event that lasted nearly 4 days. The areas affected by lake effect snow are referred to as snow belts. This effect occurs in many locations throughout the world, mostly in the Northern Hemisphere, but is best known in the populated areas of the Great Lakes between Canada and the U.S. If the air temperature is not low enough to keep the precipitation frozen, it falls as lake effect rain. In order for lake effect rain or snow to form, the air moving across the lake must be cooler than the surface air, which is likely to be near the temperature of the water surface. Specifically, the air temperature at 850 millibars should be 13 degrees centigrade lower than the temperature of the air at the surface. Due to the fact that most lakes are irregularly shaped, different angular degrees of travel will yield different results. Typically, the distance air travels over water, or the fetch, must be at least 100 kilometers or about 60 miles to produce lake effect precipitation. As a general rule of thumb, the longer the fetch, the more precipitation will be produced. Longer fetches allow the boundary layer more time to saturate and for the transfer of heat energy from the water to the air. Cities such as Toronto, Hamilton, Detroit, Milwaukee, and Chicago frequently miss out on lake effect events because they are not on the leeward shore of a lake during a northwest wind. Even so, a less frequent easterly or northeasterly wind can deposit heavy snows on Chicago or Milwaukee, much as a northwest or westerly wind does for the opposite side of Lake Michigan. Hope I haven't snowed you under with this topic. Remember, if you have questions about weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.